Jalen McMillan is back on a practice field. He returned Tuesday after missing more than 2 weeks with the leg injury that had sidelined him since August 3rd, participating in individual drills and special teams periods, running routes and catching passes, per Bailey Adams at Pewter Report. Todd Bowles put a size on it. He's just warming up, getting accustomed back to playing, and ruled him out of Saturday's Kansas City game, which Tampa Bay won 16-15 without him. So the answer to the question we closed with last week, a confirmed return, or this stops being a soreness story, is a confirmed return at the lowest rung of participation. The rung matters because of what the reps are for. Mike Evans's old ex-receiver job is the role our June preview had McMillan inheriting, with his August snaps there the thing to watch. And 3 weeks into August, that snap count is still zero, while rookie Ted Hurst III keeps converting his opportunities. A red zone touchdown from Baker Mayfield and the catch of the day over Antoine Winfield Jr. on Wednesday alone, per Matt Matera at Pewter Report, plus a steady run of camp coverage all week. The conversation around Hurst has run ahead of any reported depth chart decision, and we will keep those two things separate. But reps are the currency, and Hurst is earning them while McMillan warms up. The week's ledger on its own terms. No setback, a real return, special teams involvement that helps a roster case, and an ex-receiver question still waiting on him. What to watch next? Whether McMillan gets into team drills or the preseason finale before cut down to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, and where his first ex-receiver reps actually land, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.